You're listening to EFT Radio Online, where we explore meridian tapping techniques for self-help and peak performance. By listening to this audio, you agree to the disclaimer located at eftradioonline.com/disclaimer. If you'd like to get the schedule of all the upcoming EFT radio shows and access to archive shows, please visit us at eftradioonline.com, where you can subscribe to our free newsletter.
Want to move from burned out to fired up? Welcome to Leave the Job You Hate for the Work You Love with Marty Murphy. Marty is a career coach, certified EFT practitioner, and former corporate captive who helps business professionals overcome the fears that keep them stuck in the job they hate.
Welcome. I am your host, Marty Murphy. And as always, I hope to bring you helpful content to assist you on your journey to taking your own big leap into the meaningful work you love. And today's show, the topic is wanting the work you love keeps you stuck. What? You might ask. And the difference is between wanting something and having the desire for something to come into your life. And often I say this, if you think about the motivation behind a decision, if you're in a decision-making process, the first question to ask yourself is, am I in fear, or be it desperation, or am I in inspiration? And the same goes for this. So when you think about you want to move in a meaningful work you love, is the energy behind that more that you want to get out of what you're currently doing? And if you look at that, really, there's more constriction around that or desperation around that, as opposed to, do you desire to move into meaningful work you love? It sounds similar, but it's different at the energy of moving towards something that you desire or away from something that you don't want can keep you in a state of wanting. And even, I want to get out of this. Like, I want to move into the meaningful work I love. I want that. There is in wanting a lack. And when we stay in a state of lack, that wanting the meaningful work that you love is always out in the future. And it may seem like a subtle distinction, but it can be huge. So if you think about it this way, if you're in a state of wanting, and the definition of wanting is a deficiency of something, it can be a lack or short of something, that keeps you in the state of wanting something. So if you think about it that way, it's always out in the future. It's not something that's ever really attainable. It's like having the carrot just far enough out in front of you that you're always going to be just out of reach of it. So if you make this distinction and ask yourself, am I in a state of wanting? So when I want this work I love, is it from a place of inspiration or desperation? Am I trying to get out of something I don't like? Or am I really desiring to move towards something that I want? And in there is, if you're moving towards something that you want or desire, totally different. But if it's like, God, I want this, I want to get out of this, or I want to move in that, just do a gut check or an emotion check or an energy check and go, if I want this meaningful work I love, is there some desperation around that? Or is it, I totally want this. Like, I want it or I desire it. I really want to move into something that I love. You can even use the same word, but it can have a different energy behind it. And that's really what you want to check. So that's why I say when you want the work you love, check. is that wanting out in the future? Is there a hint of desperation behind it, or like a little bit of panic, or like, oh God, I got to get out of that. I got to get out of what I'm doing. And then that's your roadmap on what to work on and to clear that channel so that when you're like, I really want to move in a meaningful work I love, I desire to move in a meaningful work I love. If it's, I am moving towards something that I love and it doesn't feel desperate, it feels inspired, completely different energy. It's just a subtle distinction. But the simplest way to do that is if you're thinking about something you desire, something you want, do that energy check. Is there any hint of desperation about this? Or is it really from an inspired place? And if there is the hint of desperation, so what? Now it's information for me to show me the roadmap on what I need to tap on to get that channel in me as clear as possible. So just to reiterate, if you feel something like, I want to move into this, do that gut check, and yet it always seems distant out in the future, and you're like, God, I've been wanting this for years, and I can't even get into it. Very likely, there is a desperate feeling behind it. It might not seem obvious. It could be subtle. It could be like this background, low-grade, I'll call it emotion, like a low-grade fever that's sort of running the show behind the scenes. And if you check in, you go, oh, okay, you know, I do feel a little desperate about this. That is a beautiful way to go, okay, now here's what I need to tap on. And now I'm clearing the channel so that this desire is as clear as possible. So I am keeping this really short and sweet, and I do want to do a little tapping round, so just follow along with me if you so desire. Karate chop. Even though I have this want, and it feels like it's in a future, and there's this hint of desperation about it, I choose to acknowledge that I feel this way. Even though I want to move into the meaningful work I love, that's okay. But do I feel desperate about it at all? I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I have a strong desire to move towards something I love, this feels like a better energy to me. I choose to love and honor myself right now. Then go to the eyebrow. I want to check my energy here. Is this state of wanting putting me out in the future? Is there a hint of desperation behind it? I think I do feel a little desperate. I want to come from inspiration under the arm, not desperation. Top of the head. That's my come from. Eyebrow, my desired come from is inspiration. Side of the eye, not desperation. Under the eye, it's actually okay. Under the nose, if I feel some desperation. Chin point, it's my roadmap. Collarbone, on where my channel's a little staticky. Under the arm, and the beauty is, top of the head, I can clear my channel. Eyebrow, so I clear the path, side of the eye, for my desired outcome. Under the eye, what if, under the nose, I can always do this gut check. Chin point, am I an inspiration? Collarbone, or desperation. Under the arm, if I'm an inspiration, top of the head, that's awesome. Eyebrow, full steam ahead. Side of the eye. But if I'm in desperation, under the eye, even a little bit, under the nose, that's information. Chin point, that my channel is a little staticky. Collarbone, or even a lot staticky. Under the arm, and I can clear my channel. Top the head, and tap through my fear. Eyebrow. I set the intention, side of the eye, right here and now, under the eye, to make all of my decisions, under the nose, from inspiration, chin point, as much as possible, collarbone. And if I catch myself, under the arm, in desperation, top the head, that's okay. Eyebrow, I'm glad I caught myself. Side of the eye, because now I know what to tap on. Under the eye, to clear my channel. Under the nose, so inspiration, chin point, can be where I come from. Collarbone, I'm grateful for all my emotions. Under the arm, because they all have something to teach me. Top of the head, and I'm thankful that I can feel them and see and hear what they have to tell me. And then take a breath. And if you think about it, in any decision you have to make in your life, if you come from the place of, I want to get to inspiration, instead of this place of wanting that's always out in the future, always just ahead, and I feel a little desperate about it, that's the way to clear the channel. So if you realize, like, I really want to move into meaningful work I love, but you sense the desperation in it, just work on that first and foremost and clear your channel as much as possible to get that cleared so that you're like, ah, here comes the inspiration. And think about that for any decision you have to make along the way. It can smooth out the path and make it so much easier. And also, just acknowledge every emotion you have is okay. Feeling desperate, being in a state of wanting is okay as well. It's just the roadmap on what you need to clear up. So thank you so much for being here. Take good care, and I'll hear you next time. Bye-bye.
If you're ready to finally free yourself from a job you hate, go to MartyMurphy.com and download Career Coach Marty Murphy's powerful free video series, Take the Big Leap, to learn the secrets to free yourself to live your dreams and do the rewarding work you love.